Hello again, Mike O'Connor. Another geezer cast. Holy cow, it's been 9 years since you did a geezer cast the last time. I'm really behind, super behind. But I think it's going to get better now. A lot has happened since the last geezer cast. Probably the big life-changing news is the sale of the Haven.com domain. For a pile of money, although I can't talk about how much. Because it's one of those sales where if I told you, I'd have to kill you. There's a non-disclosure agreement. But it does make a big difference in terms of the lifestyle. Which is nice. That's a good thing. So I have a lot more time to do other stuff besides work, which is pretty neat. So I think I'll probably do more geezer casts now. I never really thought that Haven.com would sell. That was the very first domain name that I ever got. And it's the one that I got because I was entranced with email and I was entranced with the internet. And I thought it would be really neat to have my own address so that when I changed jobs, which I tended to do and still do, very frequently, I could keep the same identity on the internet. This was 93, I think. So it was pretty pre-web. It was when the Gopher was still preeminent and the web browsers were just starting. But I think maybe before they'd actually started. And so I got Haven.com because I wanted my own email address, and eventually it became the family webpage. And it was the process of buying Haven.com. I was struck by how easy it was, and so it was that process that led me to acquire the rest of the domains, the really big domains that I've still got, like bar.com and stuff like that. And over the years, I've thought, well, you know, eventually I'll probably sell bar.com and place.com, those domains. But haven.com, that one will never sell. I'll never get rid of that one. That's the family domain name. And I was contacted by a guy who was sort of standing between me and Haven Holidays. Haven Holidays is a really big outfit in England that does what they call caravan parks. We would call them RV parks. And they do tours around all that. So they're a really big deal. They're kind of like KOA would be here in the U.S. And over the years, I've gotten a lot of traffic from people typing haven.com, thinking that that was Haven Holidays. And sometimes I even get email from people booking tours, and I have to write them back and point them at the havenholidays.com URL. Anyway, this guy was sort of standing between me and them. He faced me and bought the domain, and then he turned around and faced them. I don't know if he actually sold the domain to them or did something else, but anyway, now when you go to haven.com, it goes to Haven Holidays. So I think everybody's happy. You know, I would be pretty uncomfortable approaching a company like Haven Holidays with the domain directly because it's trademarked. You know, they have the trademark on Haven Holidays. And who knows? I mean, they could turn around and file a UDRP filing against me and basically take the domain away if I approached them directly. So this worked out great for me, and it worked out good for them, so it's all happy. And now when you go to haven.com, you can book a tour in England at Haven Holidays, and a caravan tour. Anyway, that kind of put us over the top in terms of the financial planning thing, so I've been winding down the freelance consulting, which is great. I like the consulting, but I like not doing consulting even better. And it's nice not to have to do that anymore. So I've got one project that's still going, but the rest have pretty much finished up. And as I say, that means lots more time for other kinds of projects like geezer casts. So I think I'll become a more regular geezer caster. Still not super intense. I don't really want this to become something. Sex and podcasting got a little too intense for me. It was like every week, and I felt like I was sort of chained to it. And I sort of felt like I had to worry about ratings and stuff like that. So this is a lot more laid back. So anyway, that's the reason for my return. The reason for the absence was just that negotiating that big sale and still doing the consulting. And then after the sale was completed, Marcy and I have a plan sort of around our 25th wedding anniversary, which is coming up next April, to get an RV and start spending more time sort of touring around the country. And when the Haven.com sale came through, we sort of moved the timetable on that up a little bit. So I did a whole bunch of research on RVs and wound up sort of obsessing about one brand, which was very high quality, obsessing about getting a fifth wheel, which is the kind where there's a kind of a trailer hitch in the back of a pickup truck, and then the trailer plunks down on that hitch. The hitch is called the fifth wheel. And I was sort of idly Googling New Horizons fifth wheel for sale, and at the top of the list popped up a Craigslist entry in Phoenix. And the long story made short is that I bought a 12-year-old fifth wheel New Horizons in Phoenix, and then I had to go buy a truck because I don't have a truck, or I didn't then. So we bought a truck and drove down to Phoenix and picked up the fifth wheel and drove the fifth wheel back across the Rockies. It was all good until we hit a deer just outside of Des Moines, which put the truck out of commission for a couple of weeks. But one of the neat things about having a pickup truck as opposed to an all-in-one sort of bus-style RV is that a pickup truck is something that people know how to fix. And so when you run a deer into the front of a Chevy pickup truck near Des Moines, Iowa, there are places that can fix Chevy pickup trucks, and you just get towed to that place, and they fix it, and 2 weeks later, you're back on the road. It's no big deal. Whereas if you had a super custom bus type RV, you'd have to find a pretty spiffy spot to fix it. And I'm sure it would take a lot longer than that, and it would cost way more money than what it cost us. So that was, part of the decision-making process sort of being immediately confirmed, which is that partly the cheap-to-fix pickups, but also the fact that fifth wheels are in general a bit more are a bit safer than either tow-behind trailers or all-in-one RVs. And this was certainly borne out when we hit the deer. We were going 70 miles an hour in the left lane on Highway 80 just outside of Des Moines. And there were all kinds of semis and trucks and cars and stuff around us. And so we ran right over the poor little deer and put on the turn blinker signal and pulled over to the right side of the road, and everything was fine. So the cop, when he was there, patted me on the head and said, "Good job, dude. You could have done all kinds of things wrong there, and who knows what would have happened." So it turned out about as well as it could. The truck's back. The RV is back. I flew down to Des Moines a few weeks later and picked it up and drove it back here to the farm. And it's pretty much parked for now. We're going to another big change. We have lots of changes going on as a result of sort of this lifestyle change. We also are going to sell our house in St. Paul. the family house, the house Mom and Dad built and that we bought from them. And we're going to move into the same condo that they live in, which is a big two blocks away. And so, you know, just changes, lots of downshifting, changing around to do. But kind of getting ready for the next phase, which is pretty much the retirement phase that I started back around 1999 when I thought I was rich, and then turns out I wasn't rich back then, so I had to go back to work. But now I think we're okay. So I'm pleased to be back geezer casting, hopefully hardcore geezer casting now, with little breaks for RV adventures and projects. And I think that's it. I think that's it for this time. I got another one in me or two, but I'm going to save them. It looks like we've got plenty of audio here. So this will be it for this time. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you the next time.